On the line now, I have Deirdre Walsh from St. Michael's House Santry Services. Good morning, Deirdre.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, well, first of all, we'll remind people that St. Michael's House, there have been major cutbacks in funding to St. Michael's House.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think it was 14 million over 3 years or something like that.
Yeah, it's been a heavy hit, so...
So this is why there's more fundraising happening now than there usually would be.
Absolutely, yeah. So, and new ideas in fundraising too.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about this particular fundraiser, which is a pop-up shop in Omni Shopping Centre. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, the idea started because last Christmas when we were fundraising, we had a coffee morning where the families, parents and friends were invited to come in to visit our centre for a coffee morning. And we had a sale of work, which was all, you know, typical stuff that you'd put in a sale of work, mostly secondhand, donated items. And the service users this year wanted to do that again, but maybe on a bigger scale because they saw how successful it was. So because we're based in the Omni Centre, we have a training centre upstairs in the Omni Centre, it was suggested that maybe we could ask the Omni if they were in a position to let us use one of their empty units. So that's how it came about, that we decided to have our own pop-up shop, you know, so yeah. Just for 2 weeks.
Okay, and is the shop indoors or is it out in the car park? There's a bit of confusion about that one.
Oh no, it's indoors. It's going to be based on the first floor. We're 2 doors away from the new the driver's license shop there on the first floor. So we're upstairs and indoors.
Upstairs, it's on the second floor.
On okay. The first floor.
On the first floor. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're looking for items you can sell. We'll just go through what you're actually looking for. These are donations you're looking from the public.
Absolutely. Everything that we're getting in is donated. So. I suppose typical things that you'd normally bring to a charity shop that can be sold on. So obviously we can't take things that are broken or damaged or that people won't buy. So at the moment the demand seems to be for toys. A lot of people are asking us what toys we're getting in. And I suppose people are thinking about Christmas and buying Christmas presents. So an awful lot of our stock at the moment is toys and gift items. But we're also taking in, you know, bags, shoes, belts, homeware, you know, crockery and plates and, you know, ornaments. So it's the typical type of thing that you'd have, that you'd bring to a charity shop.
Okay, and because it said it'll be 2 weeks in December, you're also looking for Christmas-related items.
Absolutely, yeah. So Christmas decorations, anything that people will be looking for Christmas as well. Christmas decorations, like gift boxes, packaging that people will be looking to buy to wrap up their presents in. So anything that's Christmas related, because we're open 2 weeks before Christmas. So, yeah, that would be great as well to get that in.
Yeah, and baskets to make hampers with.
Baskets, we have things that are coming in, you know, that they might have been part of a set, that half of the set was used, but bottles, you know, toiletries like bath lotions and things that are still sealed, but we're hoping we can make hampers with them, you know, and any typical type of things that you'd put in a hamper as well. So we've gotten a few baskets in already, so we're getting there with that.
Okay, I imagine there's a lot of work involved in this. You have to sort out.
We are up to our necks here. At the moment, we are out in the training centre and we're washing down toys and stuff. Just for your listeners as well, that everything that we are getting in, if it's battery operated or electrical, it's going to be checked to make sure it's still working. If it's a puzzle or a toy or a jigsaw, we're checking that all the pieces are present. So nothing is going to go out on the shelves that, you know, that there's parts missing, you know. So if people are looking to buy things as presents, you know, they can rely and that they have been checked and they are working. So at the moment that's what we're doing here today. Now we're checking everything, we're cleaning everything down, making sure that everything is presentable, so, and wrapping things up. We have cellophane wrap that we can wrap things up so they're presentable as gifts as well. So yeah, it's very busy, and then we have to go through all the clothes that we're getting in to make sure none of them are torn or damaged, you know, that they are sellable or some of use to someone else who's looking when they come into the shop.
Okay, and where can people drop these donations?
We have 3 drop-off points. Now, they're all St. Michael's House centres. One of them is in the Omni Centre itself. Our training centre is upstairs on the second floor, and you can get to us by the lift that's beside Costa Coffee. And when you come out of the lift, you'll see the centre, you'll see the sign. Now, we're only open 9 to 4, Monday to Friday there. And our other two drop-off centres are St. Michael's House on the Ballymun Road. It's the big clinic, you can't miss it. And again, it's 9 to 4, Monday to Friday. And the third drop-off is St. Michael's House, Adair Green and Coolock. And again, it's 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, you can drop off.
That's St. Michael's House just behind us here in the Civic Service.
That's right, yeah, just around the corner, yeah.
That's actually very good to know, because a lot of our listeners would be local. Now, just reading through here, you were also looking for a cash register. Did you get a cash register yet?
Yes, I have someone who said that they have a cash register for us. Now, it hasn't been dropped off yet. So fingers crossed that once we get that in, we can just check to see if it works, you know. But if you do have one on standby, maybe give us a shout. But hopefully now we'll have that by the end of the week, and we can check to see if that works okay for us.
Okay, and who's going to man the shop?
It's mostly going to be volunteers, our St. Michael's House family and friends, and service users from the training centres in Santry Services. So we have service users that are putting all the work into it now, checking everything and unloading everything and putting it all up in the shop. And then we'll have, between the service users and the families that are volunteering their time, they'll be working in the shop when it's open, but also out the back, if people do turn up with donations when they visit us, because you can still bring donations to the shop when it's open. So they'll be out the back going through those bags of stuff as well, and then also some staff members from Santry Services.
Okay, and I mentioned off air to you, are you taking books?
Yeah, books, CDs and DVDs as well. We actually got a cassette tape in there yesterday, which I haven't seen for many years. I don't think anyone has a cassette player anymore.
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, books and CDs and DVDs as well.
Okay, and just tell us again the dates for the opening.
The shop is open from the 2nd of December, 11 o'clock on the 2nd of December, and we're open 11 till 6, Monday to Friday, and 12 to 6 on the Saturday and Sunday.
Now, are you going to have a PR lunch or anything like that for...
Yes, we're hoping to have it today, and we're having our window painted outside, just so people know that this is the shop there, and it's a bit Christmassy. So hoping to get a photograph taken outside, and to launch it. Yeah, so hopefully have a look out in the local papers now. You might see us popping up there.
Yeah, hopefully the Northside people or Dublin people will go up there and take some photographs and give you. You want all the publicity you can get.
Absolutely, and especially to local businesses. If people have mobile phone ring.
Okay.
If someone has a local business that they want, if they have some stock in that they want to donate to us, like, by all means, you know, we need as much as we can get to stock the shop for 2 weeks. And also, it's just to note that if we do have anything left over at the end of the 2 weeks, it's going to be shared between local charity shops like St. Vincent de Paul and Bernardo's, and that's to continue raising funds for other charities. And also, I meant to mention earlier on, we're also supporting two other charities in this pop-up shop. One of them is the ICU, the cardiac ICU in Crumlin Children's Hospital, and the Robin Smith Fund.
Okay, and of course, St. Michael's House, Omni, and Santry Services.
Both services. Yeah.
What's the difference between the Omni Centre and Santry Services?
Well, they're very similar, actually. What happened was Santry Services, Santry Hall got so big that they needed to divide the centre. So that's how half of the group moved up to the Omni Centre, because there wasn't enough room in that building anymore. So we run very similar services and very similar training in both centres. So,
yeah, and I know it's fantastic work you do. I have great admiration for all of you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we can appeal to people now to drop in stuff into Omni or into Santry Hall, or indeed into the shop, which is it's on the first floor. Where did you say it was near? You said it was near somewhere?
It's actually, because the shop isn't open until the 2nd, but if people want to drop donations before that, the training centre is on the 2nd floor, and you can get to us by the lift that's beside Costa Coffee.
Okay. And you need
I'm sure we can give out the phone number here as well, that if anyone wants further information.
Yeah, do you want to give out that phone number?
Yes, it's 8916969.
And will they ask for you, or will anybody be able to help?
They can ask Suzanne, and anyone here who answers the phone will be able to help them and give them more details.
Okay, that's great. Is there anything else now you want to add, or anything I've forgotten?
Just if you do have stuff, it's a great time of year to have a clear out, because I know lots of parents are looking to have, clear out old toys to make room for the new ones coming in. So if you are thinking of having a clear out, definitely think of us. Drop the things down. It's a big demand at the moment, seems to be people looking for toys. So, but again, anything. We have lots of gift items in as well. So if you are having a clear out, think of us to drop them off to one of our drop-off points.
Yeah, and it's also a lot of unwanted gifts people have lying around their houses that are thrown in the end of wardrobes and stuff like
that. Things that never get opened, or, they're there for years and you never end up using them. So, yeah, definitely. And especially as well to, just to have a clear out, and, we'll happily take them from you. Everything's going to be recycled somehow throughout this charity shop itself, or through other charity shops, stock that's going to left over. So it's going to continue the fundraising for other groups of people. So it won't go to waste.
Yeah, and you're taking in donations now for a couple of weeks. How is it going? Is it getting a good response?
Yeah, it's going good at the moment now. It's a lot of time to go through everything and to, but we're getting there. I suppose today is the first day that the shop actually looks like a shop.
Yeah.
Whereas up until now, everything's just been in bags in the middle of the floor. So we're starting to put things up on the shelves now, so people walking by can see, look through the window now. But yeah, it's a lot of time involved, but hopefully now it'll all work well in the end.
Okay, and as we said earlier, there's been 14 million cuts over 3 years to St. Michael's House, so any funding is more than welcome.
Absolutely, and that's another reason why the service users want to include other charities in this, is because we're all struggling. Everyone in the health service and all the different charities and the different organisations, they're all struggling, so it was the service users' idea as to, how can we help others and help ourselves, so... Yeah, we're proud of them for coming up with that.
Okay, that's fantastic. Okay, will we just give out those details again? We can't remind people enough.
The drop-off points are all St. Michael's House centres, and they're open Monday to Friday, 9 to 4. It's St. Michael's House, Adair Green and Coolock, St. Michael's House Clinic on the Ballymun Road, and St. Michael's House, the 2nd floor, Omni Shopping Centre, and you can get to us by the lift. Okay. Costa Coffee.
And the shop is in the Omni Centre on the 1st
floor. It's going to be opening, in the Omni Centre on the 2nd, Monday the 2nd of December at 11 o'clock.
Okay. Well, listen, I hope everybody, all the listeners now rush up to you. So you'll probably be inundated, hopefully, with
hopefully.
Donations. Hopefully, yes. Listen, Deirdre, thanks very much for talking to me this morning. I know how busy you are, so thanks very much for that.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thank you for your time.